Access all areas on FUBAR Radio.
Hello, everyone. Good evening. Welcome to another episode of Access All Areas with me, Stephen Lane.
And me, Bobby Norris.
How you doing, babes? It's nice to be back. Had a little week off.
I know. How was your week off?
Yeah, it was nice. I went to Kew Gardens, which was really nice. Had a little wander around town. It was all very pleasant.
Obviously, I was thinking, do you know what? You've picked the right week to have if you got in just before the lockdown. Got to do your little bits and bobs.
Yeah, it was nice, actually. And I think much needed. But yeah, it was nice to just, I haven't been to Kew for maybe 4 or 5 years, and it was just kind of nice to kind of wander around and kind of take it all in. My auntie was a florist by trade, and I was with her, and she was like robbing pine cones and taking any old thing she could find on the ground, being like, yeah, I'm going to make something out of this, So it was just nice to kind of have her around and just be a bit normal, really. How's your week been?
Yeah, do you know what? It's been strange again. I kind of feel like I'm trying to adapt to lockdown life again. And obviously it's a little bit more of a different vibe to the first lockdown. But I do have days, or not even just days, actually. I have hours where I just kind of have this wave of just a bit like, oh. And I'm just very much getting out. When the weather's nice, I've had a couple of days that have been quite nice, actually. So I've just gone out, gone for a walk, just cleared my head, because I think that's so important. Like, for me, I don't like the just being stuck in them four walls sometimes. So,
do you mean like boredom, or are you a bit depressed, or like what do you think?
I think there's the element of boredom, but it's when you can't do something, and because I'm not filming at the moment, there's that. So there's kind of just a lot of time where time doesn't mean anything. Like I'm just it's a really weird thing, and I never like to complain, because again, it's so many people in obviously suffering now with the virus, and obviously the amazing NHS are still working through it. But I don't know, I just have these words, I think, oh, not another Dickinson's real deal.
I completely know what you mean. I think it's like, at least this time though, there's an end point. I mean, the first time round, it was like, who knows when it was going to end, and it ended up being nearly 3 months. I think at least this time, even if it doesn't end on the exact day that they say it's gonna, I think it will be near enough, and well, hopefully, who knows. But that's my kind of feeling. So there is at least kind of a deadline in a way, which I think helps a bit, do you think?
Definitely. I think obviously the time of year, I think, is probably really making me notice the difference, because bearing in mind the first one, every Thursday night, we was outside 8 o'clock at night clapping for the NHS, and it was still relatively light. Whereas now, by 4:15, it's nighttime. It's really dark. So I just feel like there's a lot of hours, but you know, like I say, the end's in sight. I'm really hoping that it does stick to the second. I really want to get back into the gym. I want everyone to be able to semi get back to work, and for people's lives to get back to normal as possible. I just think them 3 weeks before Christmas, if it does end on the second, it's just gonna be crazy. Like the shops, I've not even bought a single Christmas present. I feel like the only person on Instagram that's not got a tree up at the minute. But the thought of people having a Christmas tree up in November, I can't deal with at the minute. I mean, I don't judge, whatever floats your boat. If you want to get your tinsel out, babes, and your baubles, crack on. But I kind of think I'd be bored of it by Boxing Day if I put it up now.
It's a fair point, yeah. I mean, I think at the minute, and definitely this year, it's like find the joy where you can, right? But and if
absolutely.
That means putting your Christmas decorations up, then do it. But having said that, I'm not in a rush. I have a little week off at the end of the month. I might do it then. That's after my birthday. Kind of feels like maybe that would be a good time to do it. And then that's a month, isn't it? Actually, I might put it right there behind me. I might move that shot.
Get it
in shot for the show. But there has been some good news this week. First of all, goodbye Donald Trump. And also, potential vaccine. I mean, like, maybe things are turning around a bit, don't you think?
I mean, firstly, let's talk Trump. I think I said on the show a couple of weeks ago, I was almost certain that he was just going to get back in again. I just thought 2020, let's face it, it's been one of them years. It wouldn't have shocked me if we had him for another 4 years.
Wouldn't have shocked me if he'd had him for another 10. Probably would have broken all the rules, wouldn't he?
So, I mean, that was actually quite a surprise. Was you shocked?
Yeah, I mean, I basically spent the back end of last week literally glued to my laptop watching CNN. Carrying it with me everywhere, well, just in case. I was definitely, well, I wouldn't say shocked. I was hopeful I think. And when it finally came in, I actually shed a little tear. Because it was just kind of an emotional moment, I think, and a kind of a vindication, I think, for a lot of us who've felt that the last 4 years, the way the world has been going, has not been the way that any of us would want, whether that's here in the UK or in America or really lots of places in the world, Brazil, places like that. There's been a lot of bad news and things taken the wrong direction. And it felt like maybe Biden's election was the beginning of the end. Who knows what the future may bring? We could have another bloody pandemic next year. Who knows? But like, at least it felt like some positive news.
Definitely. And obviously, I think everyone was looking at social because it was just absolutely kicking off on there and blowing up. And everyone was just so taken by, I think, the news. And like I said, there was so much happiness. I think people feel like, especially from a lot of, I seem to follow like a lot of American people, and I love America. And I just see so many videos of, I don't even know what account it was on, but someone was driving through West Hollywood, and it was just like there was a pride happening. Do you know?
Yeah, definitely.
Happiness coming through social, which sometimes is rare to find nowadays. So I thought, do you know what? I've got to kind of take that. And I love that, like you say, it's not even just America, but I love that they're rejoicing and there seems to be such a wave of happiness there. But I feel like it's definitely had a knock-on effect. So who knows? Maybe we are going into 2021 with a little bit of a lighter load.
Yeah, let's hope so. What do you make of the vaccine news?
Well, I mean, I kind of didn't think it was going to come around for a while yet. Because I remember back in the day with the first lockdown, they said it could take years. I mean, it's amazing news. I think if, and as I say, it's like a 90% success rate or something amazing odds, really. So I think anything that's going to help people and relieve the NHS and get everyone just getting back into work again, people being able to go into care homes and see families and loved ones. And some people still haven't seen people since March, you know.
Yeah.
And I think it's when you think of things like, you realise, God, it has been one of them years, really. Like, how,
it really has.
It's just mad. So I think, gosh, you know what? If we can get them, and I hope they do, and I'm sure they will, with the vaccines, let's get it to people that need it the most and that need that pick-me-up. Because as well as the health, I'm so conscious of people's mental health this year. And the knock-on effect of loneliness and what that in itself, and I think that in itself is probably as dangerous, you know. So
definitely,
it's a week of positivity.
Finally, after months and months of negativity. No, I completely agree. I think it's good news. Let's just hope that it all works out as planned and we don't have another disappointment lined up. But, you know, even if we do, we'll get through it. We've got through this year. And I think as actually Biden said in his speech, he was like, we haven't been able to celebrate the things that make life, like weddings and birthdays and graduations and all these things that are really important and mark life's big points. And I think being able to do those things again will be incredibly exciting for everyone. And I can imagine that next year, if this does all pull off, it's going to be one long endless party. So I mean, and I'm really hoping that there'll be festivals and, you know, things to look forward to in the summer and holidays, you know, just exciting things. So
yeah, and the day that everyone can bin their mask. I mean, I think we're going to have to adjust to not having to run around with anti-back and masks on us all the time as
I think that that will be a thing that might last a bit longer, even if the pandemic's gone. I think people will be way more conscious of catching things and their health than they were before. And I can imagine, especially you go on the tube and stuff, people will be wearing masks in the winter now going forward. I see it, but who knows. We have a very exciting show coming up. First off, we have your TOWIE co-star, don't we, Fran?
Yeah.
She's coming on to have a chat. Then we have Selling Sunsets, Amanza. Really excited to speak to her. She's like the third or fourth Selling Sunset guest we've had, which is great. It's obviously huge, definitely in the first lockdown. And then at the end of the show, we have MNEK, who's a fabulous singer. So, looking forward to speaking to him.
Really excited. Do you know what else I'm excited about?
Go on.
The lineup that's been released of I'm a Celebrity this week.
Looking good, how's to say?
Yeah, I'm really, really excited for it. And I'm not going to lie, I was a little bit thinking, oh, when I heard it could potentially be in the UK and not Australia, I thought, oh, I love it that it's the jungle. And, but to be fair, that's all we've known for 19 years. So
yeah.
I love that they're still going ahead and giving us a show. And if it has to be in the UK, but even the thought of it now, it's so growing on me. Actually, I'm really excited to see this year of change. I want to see them in the castle. Let's see them cold.
Yeah, yes, freezing. Freezing. Yeah,
what's the bush trucker trials going to be? I've got so many questions, and I think the lineup is strong. Like I think I said before, I want to see so many of these people in this experience. Like Liz McDonald, for instance.
Oh.
I want to see her running around. All
Beth Callard, yeah.
With a beetle hanging out her mouth.
I mean, for sure, I'm sure she can't wait. That's for sure. Although, actually, interestingly, I looked at the odds. She's the lowest odds. She's odds on to go first, yeah, which I thought was quite interesting.
No, I love Liz.
Personally, I'm quite looking forward to seeing Vernon Kay.
Yeah.
I think he's going to be quite a big draw for a lot of people.
And
Mo Farah. Mo Farah.
I mean, what a booking.
Yeah. I mean, what a booking. It's his first reality show. I wonder what he's like, though, because a lot of the times these athletes are quite, well, they're quite serious, aren't they? So, yeah. Because they have to be, that's their lives. So I wonder if he will be as good a camp mate as some of the others.
And I'm intrigued to know if, obviously you don't, I'm not sure there's not going to be a 400 metre bush tucker trial, but I'm intrigued to know if his running is going to put him at an advantage. I guess because he's probably got the sporting mentality, that he's probably got that zone that he can go into. So really excited to see what he's like. Vernon as well, like, so I think he's going to be great, but if they have like the coffin challenge and they brought that to the UK, they must be making a specialised one for Vernon right now because he's about 6'6". And
that is a very good point. But then, yeah, it's interesting because obviously a lot of the like bugs and all that is kind of specific to Australia, isn't it? I can't imagine that they're going to have, I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see the kind of things that they'll be pulling out of the bag for this. Have you seen the pictures of the castle, though, in North Wales?
Yeah.
It looks amazing what they've done to it. Yeah. So I think it'll definitely be an interesting watch. Oh, another one I think who's going to be quite good is AJ, who we had on the show not so long ago. I reckon he's a likable character, isn't he? And he's kind of he likes to be a friend of everyone. So I'm hoping that he'll be good value.
I can't work out if they've got an advantage compared to people that normally do it in Australia, or if it's a disadvantage, because my disadvantage side is when you're cold, everything is more like just worse. And it like a cold, wet and miserable is worse than laying in Australia.
Yeah, yeah, true. Well, you know, interestingly, I actually had, do you remember the show Shipwrecked?
Yeah.
On Channel 4. I had a friend who did that many, many years ago. And he did it for 6 months. They were on the island. And he said, considering what you looked like on TV, it rained and they were wet and sandy for basically 4 months constantly. You couldn't get the sand off you. So he said they were like thoroughly miserable the whole time. This is only going to be like 3 weeks. But if it's wet and cold, it's a completely different ball game. To
Yeah, they're to just the... laying in like 40 degree heat. But they're kind of like, obviously, rumour mill, but they're saying AJ's potentially got COVID.
Yeah, there is. I haven't actually heard if it's been confirmed or not. But yeah, apparently he has. But then it's a bit like how Harvey on Strictly, he seemed to recover quite quickly. And if they're doing regular testing, they'll be able to tell if he's contagious. So I guess we'll find out pretty soon. I think, does this start next week? I think it does.
Is it next Sunday, I think?
Yeah, next Sunday. So we'll find out then what the score is. But at least if they get someone to fill in, they haven't got to fly all the way to Australia. They've only got to like drive That's across true. The country in three yeah. or 4 hours and they're done.
Yeah.
In exciting news, our first guest, Fran, is here. So let's get her in.
Well,
hello, babe.
Hello.
How are you doing, babe?
I'm really good. How are you?
Good. Super pleased to have you on.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. Guys.
No, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Anytime, my love. How are you finding Lockie D2?
Okay, not too bad. I'm like taking this time. Like the first time I felt like I messed up a little bit. Was bored, so I just ate loads. And this time I'm like, now I'm going to work on myself and be a better person. So I'm kind of enjoying it. I'm doing a lot of meditation and and just like learning about crystals and things like that. So yeah, it's not too bad for me at the minute.
I think that's sometimes kind of the best thing to do in this situation, isn't it? And I actually completely agree with you. I mean, I gained 10 pounds in the first lockdown and I'm desperately trying to get rid of it in this second one. But I think it's just, you know, it was new for everyone, wasn't it? And it just was the way it was.
No, it's just like, what do you do? So everyone kind of lost it a little bit. And yeah, but this time I think we should just take it as a positive and work on ourselves now. It's like we've got a second chance to do that. And look at it positively instead of negatively.
Absolutely. I see on social media that you have been speaking quite a bit since the last lockdown about kind of body image and feeling. Am I right in saying that you kind of trolled Fran?
Yeah, trolled about it. So I was just saying about how much weight I've put on that. And then they kind of, I spoke about it and was like, I'm not sitting here and just letting them just go on about my size because it's not right. And I know there's other girls out there that obviously are going to be my size. And so what about it? But yeah, I kind of said something about it. And then all of a sudden they was just like, oh no, we're not saying about your size. We're saying about the dress. So they're kind of like defending themselves, but you're still trolling at the same time. So whatever they're saying, it doesn't make sense. It's just always hatred that's coming out their mouth. So that's why I've kind of spoken about it, made people realize about it. But yeah, but you've been trolled as well. You're doing an amazing job for your charity and that. It's fantastic what you're doing. Really lovely. It's such a shame that we have to go through this. We're nice people and we don't deserve it. We do not deserve it. So
were you surprised?
I was just going to quickly ask, obviously you come back and you made an appearance for the 10th anniversary of Towie last series that's just aired. Mm-hmm. Obviously, like the photo you talk about in the dress that the pap shot, did that kind of tarnish your comeback to the show by everyone being more what they had to say and the negativity and the trolling you received? Did that kind of...
What do you mean by tarnish?
Did it kind of piss on your chips a bit? Like you'd come back to town?
Yeah, it did a little bit because I was so excited. I thought, yeah, I'm going to be back with everyone. Can't wait to see everyone. And then all of a sudden that picture come up and I thought, oh God, I've put on a little bit of weight. But never, that's my thing. Do you know what I mean? I didn't realise how much I'd put on because I was wearing so many baggy clothes. I looked at it, thought nothing of it. And then I see that there were so many comments. There's so many comments, nasty comments. And I just thought, hang on a minute. Like, I've only put on a little bit of weight. What is it anyone's business? And why does everyone care so much? Like, so what if I put on a bit of weight? What's the problem? But yeah, it did upset me a little bit, a tiny little bit. But then I thought, no, do you know what? I'm going to bounce back from this and I'm going to be stronger. And with this, I'm going to show people how I'm feeling. And they need to really know what's going on and how we all really feel. And it's not okay to be like that to people.
Absolutely.
100%. I think and that's the best way to deal with it. Did you enjoy being back on set though and doing, even though it's obviously all socially distant and all that, was it an enjoyable experience for you?
Yeah, it was. It was really lovely. I loved being with the girls. It was nice. It was completely different. Everything's changed a little bit since back in the day. But
In what way?
Like filming, I don't know. It's just a little bit different. Yeah, it was just a little bit different, but I don't know. Well, it's a bit stricter, I think. And yeah, it was just a little bit, I don't know. I can't, you kind of put me on the spot there, but it's very different. It's very different. I mean, Bobby can vouch for me there from a few years ago to now.
Yeah. Do you look back at your time on Towie with fond memories, Fran?
Not really, no.
Why?
I didn't really click with the girls. I didn't really get on with them. So I found it quite hard to kind of fit in, to be honest. But I had a lovely time with Diag. It was a nice time with him. But yeah, it was a lot of arguments all the time. And I'm not always argumentative. Yeah, I put my point across. But I mean, I'm grateful. I was very, very grateful for the opportunity. Very, very grateful for it. And I was grateful to also be asked back. But yeah, I found it difficult fitting in with the girls, to be totally honest.
So after coming back for the 10th anniversary for your cameo, would you rule out like a full-time return to the show?
I'd like my girls to be there if it was back with, and obviously you, I love being with you. So yeah, I wouldn't mind coming back. I did enjoy it. So if they asked or whatever, then maybe I would. But I don't see why not. Yeah.
Do you still watch the show, Fran?
I watch to support the girls, yeah, 100%. But sometimes it really upsets me because I see the arguments go on once again and not everything can be shown. So it's like, I want everyone's side to be shown, and you think sometimes, you all don't know what's really going on, and it upsets me a bit. So sometimes I'm like, I need to change it over. But I do watch it and I will support all of yous, of course.
That's something that you said quite a bit, Bob, isn't it? Is that like a lot of the times the fans and viewers don't understand that, you know, you've been sitting having dinner with someone for an hour and they've used 2.5 minutes of content, you know, and that causes people to get the wrong end of the stick.
And I think it's so sad now, like, and I know that especially since when I joined Terry 9 years ago, and I think reality TV has got to a point where it's such a huge thing now. There's so many reality TV shows and social media has changed so much. And I think there really is this like generation now of trolls that think that they can send the most horrific messages and comments to people. And I just think, would you say that to your brother, your sister, your child, your parent? I really don't understand. Or would you even say it to someone in the street? And I think 9 times out of 10, there's no way they would say that stuff to someone's face. And I think because you're on TV that you're fair game. But I think it doesn't matter what anyone does for a job. No one should have to take that kind of abuse.
No, I know. You wouldn't say it to the postman for doing his job, would you?
No.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But you know, in a way,
like, we're just doing our job and you're having a go at us. Like, it's entertainment at the end of the day. You shouldn't show us hatred because we're entertaining you.
Yeah, true. In a way though, Fran, is it kind of nice that you don't have to deal with this on a regular basis now? It's, you know,
I'm still dealing with it. I'm still getting, like, you know, the trolls when it goes. It's only on Daily Mail, to be honest, because the people on Instagram are so lovely and so supportive with me. And yeah, it's just the Daily Mail. I really do think, like, with all this trolling, I think going forward, they should really, if you want to be a user on a social network, you should really have your ID, like use your passport or something, because it's not fair that these fake people get to say something and we don't know who it is, what's going on. It's not good for our mental mind. If you've got something to say, cool, I'd like to know who you are, say it to my face and we'll go from there.
Yeah.
I missed your friend.
What else have you got planned for this lockdown then? You're just going to spend it with your crystals?
Yeah, I love my crystals. But I'm doing workouts at the minute. So where everyone's like, all the small businesses, I said to all of them, the PTs, if you're struggling, please email me and we'll do a live session and I can help you, and we can help everyone that's also struggling that may not have enough money to do any PT at the minute. So I'm just helping everyone, kind of bringing everyone together at the minute. I'm doing like Monday, Wednesday, every other day it is basically. So yeah, I'm keeping quite busy. If you're bored, you want to join in, more than welcome to. We're doing yoga tomorrow.
Oh, thanks. No, I'm not in a mindset for yoga, I tell you. Jeez.
Oh, it's really good.
I think you're so right, Fran. The key is, I think, if we learned anything from the last lockdown, is to stay busy. And whatever that is, whether that's doing your yoga, whether it's cooking a Vicky sponge or a banana bread or reading a book, just do something, because sometimes I think it can become overwhelming, the fact of just thinking, right, this is what we've got for days or weeks ahead. So just day by day, we're getting through it together, and we're all in the same boat.
Exactly. Then we just all got to be in it together, and I think everyone's doing an okay job so far at the minute.
How are you feeling? Me and Bob were talking earlier about the new vaccine. At least that's kind of exciting.
I mean, is it?
Well, it's one way of getting out of it, isn't it? That's the thing. There's obviously like options. Or are you a conspiracy theorist? Are you not into it?
I'm a weirdo. You can call me what you want, but I'm a conspiracy theorist. I do sit there. I have had a lot of time on my hands and I have watched a lot of YouTubes.
Oh, no, Fran, no.
Yeah, I have. So, I mean, I don't want to say nothing because I don't want them to come for me. But Yeah, I'm
impressed. Well, hopefully it might mean we can go on holiday next year, and I think
that's that's what I want everyone to just enjoy themselves and get back to normality.
Yeah, fair one.
And you're really close, as we know, with Liv, our friend Liv.
Yeah.
You've done a little bit of filming for a show.
Yes, we have.
How did you find that?
That was funny. We done some filming last Tuesday as well for the final ep. That got a bit crazy. I don't really know what I'm allowed to say.
You can say everything.
I mean,
that's what we like.
I mean, it did go a little bit nuts. So exciting. I mean, we got a little bit too drunk and a few things might have happened. But you're gonna have to watch it. I know, I'm really dreading it. You know, when you wake up the next day, you think, oh my god, what did I say and do? All of us. So,
I have the joy of not having filmed a TV show to have to worry about that. But yeah, God, when you've done it for TV, woohoo!
Yeah, that happened the other day. So yeah, it's you get the horrors and the sweats all night. So but it'll be fun to watch.
Is it similar to Towie in the way that it's being filmed and that?
I absolutely love it. It's more like kind of you just say what you want and it just flows and that was how it was filmed. It kind of reminded me like Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, like that kind of filming it is. It's a bit different because obviously Liv has an interview as well. Towie doesn't have the interview bit, but it's more kind of free flowing compared to Towie.
Okay, interesting. I'm
excited to watch the finale now. See you girls, I can only imagine.
Bob.
You porn stars later.
Imagine it got bad. I don't know what's put in there. That's why I don't really want to say that because I don't know what's put in there. I don't want to embarrass myself.
I'm sure they've only put all the nice things in there.
Stop.
could you possibly be a bridesmaid? Is that something that could
I don't know. I mean, it's completely up to her, but are you watching the show? She looks beautiful at the minute on it, I think. Her dress.
She does, she does.
Stunning.
Amazing. Have you seen the venue, Bob? Are you excited?
Oh, it's going to be incredible, isn't it?
It's going to be.
Where is it?
I can't remember because she's seen so many and she showed us so many, so I'm not too sure what it
is. I can't remember the exact name, to be honest.
But it's. It's got like some nightclub downstairs. It's unbelievable.
Well, hopefully we'll be able to go to nightclubs by the time it's all.
I know. I think we'll feel better, hopefully with the vaccine. And
All right. What are your hopes for next year then? Have you got any plans coming up or what's going to be in 2021 for you?
You know what? It's just, I don't know. I'm just focusing on healing at the minute and being a better version of myself because everything's kind of stopped. So I just kind of am working on myself at the minute. I want to lose a little bit more weight. I've lost 2 stone now. So
wow. How long did that take?
So since filming.
Only like 6 weeks or something, isn't it?
It takes if I'm determined, I'm focused, I want something, I'll get it. So
that's amazing. Well done.
Yeah, and hopefully I can help people with this. I'm looking to do something to help people that struggle losing their weight that goes up and down. So, they're my plans, really, at the minute. You got any plans, you guys?
Well...
Keep my job.
Just trying to keep as busy as possible. Yeah. What can we do, though? Want to ask you quickly, obviously, like I say, you're tuning for the girls. You're close with Clelia and Nick and the little girl, obviously lives no longer on the show. What's been your thoughts on this series, watching it, the 10th anniversary series?
I mean, the arguments that are going on, I think, are pretty ridiculous, to be honest. I think... I don't want to shoot myself in the foot.
It's a no comment.
Really got careful what you say. I mean, even Nick and Clea, they had a little argument, didn't they? I didn't even like seeing that. It upsets me. I think there's a lot of unnecessary arguments this series.
I think I was saying before to Stephen, I generally went into the start of this series thinking, oh, this will be a right low-key one. We've just come out, like there's a panny day going on. We've all been in lockdown for 3 months. I thought this is going to be like a really tame Towie. I cannot believe the drama that there's been, considering everyone been in their houses for 3.5 months. But I mean, let's face it, that's TOWIE for you. It's nothing if talk about TV, do you know what I mean? And let's face it, we wouldn't be here 10 years on if everyone was just sat in the coffee shop with coffee. So it's been dramatic, but
that's TOWIE. TOWIE, yeah.
What do you think about the rows, Bob?
Do you know, I've been around for so long now, and I'm one of them that I'm just like, I don't get involved in people's rows for the sake of getting involved in a row. Do you know what I mean? So I don't jump on bandwagons. I'm a big believer in everyone saying their bit and saying their piece if they stand by and they truly have an issue with someone and saying it. But I'm not one of these that just jumps on things for the sake of jumping on it for whatever reason there may be. But yeah, I mean, it's been, I can't believe 10 years. The celebration of that, like, I never thought that we would be here. I never thought I'd be here 9 years. I didn't know the show would still be here. But I mean, it's amazing to think that it's hit such a milestone.
Yeah, no, I'm really happy for them and happy for you. Like, it's just brilliant. It's fantastic news. Another 10 years as well. And I hope you stay on it for another 10 years.
Imagine.
Bob, you really are.
We'd love to see it. Well, Fran, thanks so much for joining us. Really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
And thanks for helping sorting the internet out as well. Appreciate that.
Take care, Fran.
Take care. I love you all.
Bye-bye. See you soon.
Bye. Definitely, Bob. Bye.
Lovely girl. This is exciting. We have Amanza ready to come in, so let's get her in straight away.
Hi.
Hey.
Hello. How are you? All right?
Hi.
How are things over in the US?
Well, I'm completely jet lagged right now. I woke up a couple hours ago, but we've been traveling. I've been gone for a month.
And, oh, wow. Okay.
We went to Florida. So we were on East Coast time visiting my parents. And then I was in Europe. And so I'm like 10 hours, I don't know what day it is. I don't know what's going on. But so I probably look a little crazy and then our internet's all wonky. But hi.
Well, we can just about hear you, and you don't look crazy at all. You look absolutely gorgeous. So nothing to worry about there. What have you been doing with all this traveling?
Well, I went to see my family because my father, unfortunately, is he's kind of sick right now. The kids and I went and we stayed with them. And then I left the kids with my parents and got a mommy break. And I went and visited a friend in Europe. So I was gone for 2 weeks from the kids. It was the first time I'd been away from them for longer than 12 hours in a year and 3 months.
Whoa, that's a long time.
I was like, whoa. my friends were like, do you miss the kids? I bet you miss them like crazy. And I was like, I mean, does it make me a bad mom if I say no? it was kind of a much needed vacation for mommy.
Fair enough.
So it was nice.
Amanda, yeah. I have to ask, what is the vibe like in the States after the election news? What's America saying?
You know what? It totally sucked because I was in Florida when they finally announced the winner, like the most red state ever.
They weren't partying.
I was surrounded by like redneck Trump supporters. So the vibe in Florida was very different than the vibe here. I mean, this is the first, you know, it's still morning here. So this will be our first day here back in LA. But I mean, I saw all over social media, people were just dancing in the streets and like having a parade in West Hollywood. And I mean, I totally missed it, but it looks, hopefully people's spirits are, you know, much higher now and kind of give everybody a little bit of something to smile about after such a crazy, you know, year. And then the election was just nuts. But I'm happy. I'm really happy.
Now, according to your co-star, Jason, the person that you may have gone on holiday with may be a new boyfriend. Is that true?
What did Jason? Wow. Thanks, Jason. That little shit. I haven't talked to him.
So is Jason wrong in saying that, or?
I was visiting my family.
Okay. Fine, we'll take it as that.
So I was visiting my family, and part of them live in Europe.
Okay, we'll believe your man's a thousands with it. how has things been in LA work-wise though as well? Have you managed to actually be carry on working? Is that?
Well, I mean, and I tell everybody this, I'm still so new at real estate. I kind of, the pandemic kind of put me, like set me like kind of on a hard pause, because I don't have a ton of, you know, clients. I don't have like a Rolodex of clients that I have had from the past. I'm still so new. The way to procure clients in real estate is by being really social and going out and, you know, interacting and kind of put a damper on that. But I have been still designing more than ever. I'm designing furniture. I'm working on a huge project right now in Vegas, a whole home. I'm doing all the interior for that. So that part is still like thriving. And then the real estate is slowly starting to pick back up for me. I have a couple clients right now that I'm starting to show places to, but for months it was kind of like, nope, nothing. But Mary and Jason are still kicking ass.
Well, yeah, they would, wouldn't they?
Yeah. I think Mary closed like 8 escrows last month. I don't know, this lady, she's on fire. Yeah.
Selling Sunset has been a huge hit, like globally, and I think got so many of us through the first lockdown back in like March. Have you got any filming dates yet for a season 4?
No, not yet. We're still waiting for Netflix to let us know. But I can't imagine that we won't have a season 4. I mean, the show was so well received and, you know, we're still getting, you know, publicity from it and people seem to love it. I mean, I was visiting my family. Mm-hmm. and that was the first, because, you know, the show came out when we were all on a lockdown, and then and then we were still basically on a lockdown after people had seen it. And so I haven't really been out and about in LA like too much to kind of notice the difference between like Amanza from the Oppenheim group and now Amanza from Selling Sunset. But I noticed it when I was in Europe and I was like, whoa, who knows me here? Like,
what were people saying to you?
Just like, it's funny because people think they'll be like, wait, I remember you. Or if I'd be in a store, I remember you. And I'm like, I've never been here before. And they're like, oh, Selling Sunset. Are you on Selling? I'm like, yeah. But so it's interesting, but it catches you off guard because, like, you know, I don't go out with like hair and makeup on. Most of the time I'm in like sweats or with like a raggedy old side ponytail, like snot hanging out my nose, and you know, like smoking a cigarette or I don't know, something that just doesn't look that glamorous. And then somebody will say my name and I'm like, oh crap, that's right, I'm on that show. I have to remember. So I'm still like, I'm green.
How do
I gotta mind my T's and T's.
How do you find the social media side of things? Obviously, it's such a huge thing, social media now, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think I could be a little more active. I'm still kind of green with that, too. I'm getting to know, like, what people respond to, what they don't. I lost, like, 3,000 followers the other day, though, just because I was speaking my opinion about the election results. And
really?
I was like,
wow.
I was like, bye. See ya. Don't let the door hit you in the ass. So, you know, social media is weird. It's been a really, really good thing for me and the family, because there's, you know, a load of things that you can promote and make money and you can have a voice and, you know, get your opinion out there. But then it's also, you also get like, you know, the backlash. I kind of like it though. I'm a shit stirrer. I don't know. When people, not like totally, but I'll get in a mood. It depends. It's like, if I'm going through comments late at night and I've had a couple glasses of wine, I might say something back, or you just don't. Or Like the other day, I lost people. It's like, why are you announcing that you're unfollowing me? You know, like this isn't, I don't need to know, just make your way out. But yeah. I like to repost what they say and then just put it on my story and, you know, make them look stupid. I have fun with it.
So what kind of things do you reply? If you've had a couple of glasses of wine and you get like a troll messages, yeah, what would you respond to them? How do you handle them?
Well, I actually, you know, fortunately, I don't get that many. And I'll tell you, like, the election was literally the only thing that people had negative things to say, you know, about. But so I just put, the girl was like, unfollowing. And I was like, in quotes, I put B-I-D-E-N, Biden.
Yes, that's what we like to hear. How do you feel about Chrishell being eliminated from Dancing with the Stars?
Oh, I mean, she did amazing. You know, I don't think she expected to get to last that long. The girl's never had a dance lesson in her life, like a proper dance lesson. So I think she, what was it, 8 weeks? I think she kicked ass. I think she, you know, she had a lot of fun. I know for sure. I haven't got to see her since I've gotten, I mean, literally I woke up this morning and this is my first day back, but I'm excited to talk to her and hear about the experience and see, you know, what she has to say.
Yeah, she's obviously been the center of a bit of drama, hasn't she, with her partner and stuff.
Yeah, I saw that. But you know what? We were all texting last night. We have like a group chat that we keep, you know, up mm-hmm. with things on. And I think she was just, she's more, rather more pissed off at this point than like depressed about it, because it's just such BS. And right. I think that, and I haven't read everything. I've just seen like the speculations and I'm like, oh, well, of course that's what they're going to say, you know?
Yeah.
But I saw a statement from him and he's like, you know, he and his wife had had issues for a long time and this was just like really bad timing. And personal opinion, it sounds like maybe the wife is using this as kind of a cheap PR stunt. I mean, why wouldn't you, you know?
Could that's be.
Like, but yeah, poor Chrishell. She's like, I went through a very public divorce, like in the last thing that she would ever do is be, you know, like add to somebody's infidelity if that's what was going on. But it's just, you know, that's just how it goes when you're in the spotlight. But I think she's pretty pissed off about it.
Yeah, fair enough. I can understand that.
Yeah.
Well, Amanda, thank you so much for speaking to us. Really appreciate it and taking the time out. And yeah, and good luck. And we're hoping for a series 4. So we've got everything crossed. Yeah,
look, as soon as we hear, we'll be shouting it to the rooftops. We're not ready to be done. I'm just getting started, so
yeah, precisely.
It's been a lot of fun.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for being so patient with me and my wonky whatever's going on. If you can no see problem. My outfit, even I just have to show, like, it's not even, it's like the internet's slow. I'm slow. I did my own makeup today. I look like a drag queen. I can't even see out of my eyes. I have a headache. And I have Target leggings on with my...
Love it. Love it. This is lockdown. This is lockdown
party
life.
On the bottom.
Well, thank you so much, Amanda. Really appreciate it, like I said.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Have a good day. Stay safe. Bye, hon.
Bye. Well,
love that.
She's a little ray of sunshine, isn't she?
Isn't she? Love that. True lockdown. That is how you do a Zoom. Yeah. Or, dress or from the top up.
Party on the top. Yeah. Casual down below.
Cash on the bottom. Oh, yeah. Really lovely girl.
And nice, interesting to hear about Chrishell and her thoughts on what's going on with Gleb, who's a former Strictly professional. I think he did a couple of seasons here, maybe just one. I'm not sure. So yeah, exciting times. But let's not waste any time because we have MNEK coming in next.
Amazing.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Nice to meet, kind of.
Yeah, this is what 2020 is all about, isn't it? So
it is. The state of it.
Yeah, right. How are you doing? What's been going on?
How have I been doing? I've been very
You've been busy.
I've been trying to be, you know. It's been good though. I mean, this year has been the queen of duality. I think on one hand it's been a complete shambles and a total mess, but then on the other hand, professionally, it's gone really well for me this year. So
swings and roundabouts.
Exactly, exactly.
How did you find the original lockdown? As you say, you've been keeping busy, so that's good.
You know what? I did get a fair bit done. And by the way, your room looks great.
Oh, thank very, you,
very
babe.
Very, very good.
In the boudoir.
Yes, it's very swish. We love to see it. But yeah, I've just been writing, but then I guess I've also been doing like bits of promo stuff for like songs I've been working on and releasing, and so it's been generally busy. And I think like the first few weeks of it, I was definitely feeling a bit of cabin fever and feeling a little bit stressed, but I mean, here, I'm about to spend my birthday in lockdown. My birthday's on Monday.
Oh, me too. Well, not on Monday, but in like 2 weeks, yeah. I was thinking that by November, you know, I might be able to have a little party again. No.
Wow.
What are you going to be doing for it? Nothing.
Okay. Like, what is it? I mean, I know that I'm going to be catching up on. I know Mauritius coming to Netflix.
So it is. And Sister Sister, I saw.
Yeah. I'm going to do that. I'm definitely going to be like doing up the whole Sister Sister that. But yeah, I mean, it's not the most eventful birthday, but it's the safest one, you know what I mean? Considering. So let's do that.
Fair enough. Yeah, I can see that. Well, tell us a little bit about this this campaign with Absolute you're doing.
So I've been working with Absolute, and there's this campaign we're doing is just kind of talking about the importance of togetherness, because, you know, there's a lot of statistics that are saying that even though, like, I'm a part of a generation where we're so used to like being on our phones and, you know, being virtually connected in that way, that at the same time, we still long, you know, real life connections, which is like, you'd think it would be the other way around, but we do long just that contact and just that realness. And so this is, you know, we've come full circle here with Absolute, and we just want to highlight the importance of real life connections and, you know, keeping the hope alive and the positivity alive before we're all allowed to do that, you know, legally and healthily.
Definitely. I was looking at some of the statistics, and it said that 40% of people are missing hugs and handshakes, while 25% miss after-work drinks with colleagues that they don't even get along with. So it kind of shows you we even miss socialising with people that we don't like.
See, I don't know the people that they got for that statistics, but I will say, I mean, hey, like, you know what? You don't know what you got till it's gone, as Janet Jackson once said.
Yes.
So, I mean, or Joni Mitchell, because Joni Mitchell never lies, you see. But, like, I mean, it's true. That's the thing. You when you're in the middle of something like that, you don't regard it or you take it for granted. But then when it's taken away from you, when you don't have the choice of that being there, you know, you long for it or you see it in a different way. So, I mean, it makes total sense. And I mean, isn't that just how life goes?
And I mean, I'm such a kisser anyway. Do you know what I mean? Like,
all right, Christ.
You know when you see
let's
your friend,
just go there.
You just automatically want to kiss someone, and like, obviously not like get hold of them, but like an hello, a kiss on the cheek, 1-2, and all that. So it's kind of this. I'm still trying to get into the hang of. Well, I've kind of left the elbow thing alone because it don't feel right for me walking around like doing the elbow thing. So it's just a social distance hello, you know, double hand wave. But I can completely.
Right, Jane McDonald.
God, what I would do to be on a cruise right now. Go on, Jane, living her best life.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's right, isn't it? It's like like you said, Emily Kate, it's those you don't know what you've got until it's gone. So how are you gonna get yourself through the next month, and have you got work to do? Are you just gonna chill out? What's the score?
Well, I mean, I have a few things that I'm, you know, still working on, and a few projects that I'm still finishing. So I'm still gonna be working on those. I've kind of decided I wanna like have a break because I think I've, I mean, I was working through lockdown. I never really stopped. And I definitely didn't have a holiday. So, I mean, like, I think a break is probably just what the doctor ordered. But I'm just, that's the thing. It's all about self-preservation. Like, whatever way you see fit, but then it's also just about being safe. So, yeah.
I would just say, I mean, I've followed your career for what feels like a long time, and you've worked with so many amazing people. I had to write them all down: Beyonce, Kylie, Little Mix, Selena Gomez, Dua, etc., etc. Like, you've achieved a hell of a lot. Like, what else would you like to do in your career?
That's a good question. I think
nothing. Just take a holiday.
Just the holiday. I'm retiring at 26. No, you know what? I actually feel like, for me, I just want to be like happy. And I think I'm currently happy. It's not to say I'm not happy, but I think it's just, I think with all the success and everything that I've been able to do at this point, I just want to continue it. But then I also just want to expand. Like, I've always looked up to people like Timbaland and Pharrell and Quincy Jones, and these are all like my idols and people that I aspire to be like, where it's just not even about necessarily being, oh, I'm the pop star, oh, I'm the producer, oh, I'm this. I just want to be synonymous with great music, and
done, tick, you've done it.
I'm a work in progress. I mean, this thing, I can only say that I want to continue doing it, and I want to just be more of that and be happy while doing it too, and do sick campaigns like the Absolute campaign and try and bring like positive things into people's lives.
I have to ask you, obviously we saw you on Drag Race UK as a vocal coach. How did you find that experience?
Oh, that was so much fun. It really was. Yeah, when we did it last year, it was really fun, and it was really, because look, being a gay person, like drag race is like our football, we love.
That's a good point.
It is. It's literally like what we all subscribe to so religiously. And so it's great to be in the environment that I see on TV so much. And, when I watched it back, because when it aired, I was in the middle of like a social media cleanse. So I didn't even like, when the whole thing with Davina went viral with the whole whistle note thing, I was like, oh, okay, we're viral now. But it was all a really fun moment. And, I hope to do it again.
Is there any news that you... Sorry, Bob, go on.
Sorry, Bob, after you.
What, is there any news that you might do it, the second series? I think it's filming now, isn't it?
Well, you're going to have to wait and see. Because you never know. Got it.
Fair enough. how did you find Strictly? So you were performing on that, was on the Saturday night show, wasn't it?
Yeah. Strictly was so much fun. I think with that performance, because I was performing Head and Heart with Joe Corey, and that's a song that really did its thing over lockdown and did well, and we hadn't performed it all up to that point. We hadn't really done an official like TV promo or any way of like actually doing a live performance of the song. So it was great to finally give it a TV moment and it be, in the beginning of the Strictly season. And I can't wait to continue to perform this. I can't wait to be hashtag IRR, just to bring Absolute back into it. Just to be in person with a crowd and they know this song that has done, big things, and we can all be together and share that moment. So I look forward to that.
And I think doing something like Strictly brings you to a whole new audience, doesn't it? Does it feel like that when you're doing it?
Yeah, I mean, because it's like the audience I'm performing to are like literally the polar opposite to me. I'm black, gay, and everything in between, and the audience there are usually neither of those. So it's like, it's fun because the messages I was getting after the performance were like, oh my God, I've never seen someone like you before. And like, you're like a total unicorn and I'm obsessed with you. And like, it was really hilarious. Like, it was fun to see, because sometimes you just think, okay, yeah, I've done this and that's gotten to everyone. But then you see that there's people who haven't seen this and haven't seen someone like you, and it's an eye-opener, you know?
I have to ask you, now we're in our second lockdown, which I don't think any of us can quite believe, but how are you finding, are you dating through lockdown, whether it's virtually, or how is the love life doing?
How's yours?
Not great, to be honest, babe, but...
Nil.
Yeah, nah.
Hey, I mean, yeah. Like you're the one who loves kissing and like doing all that. I mean, I don't know, like I can't comment on that commentary.
No worries. I thought I'd get some tips from someone who might be single during the lockdown, but that's all right.
There was some stuff recently about I don't know if you've got anything to say about, you know, how they were the government was talking about musicians and dancers and stuff retraining and doing different things. Yes. How do you feel about that, and what have you made of that kind of idea? Seems a bit far-fetched.
Well, the thing is, I think that is definitely, there's been some like gray areas in the way that the messaging has been put across, because, you know, there's people, you know, sometimes as far as people who are creatives, there's so many different levels to it. You know, there's people who are in the industry and are in a situation where they're getting money and they've got a steady income from this job. And then there's, for the most part, there's people who don't have a steady income from this job and are literally going paycheck to paycheck, but then all for the sake of, oh, I love this. I don't want to be a prisoner to society and just do something I don't want to do. I actually want to do something I'm good at, you know, and actually save people from bad service. So, I mean, in regards to the comments of about retraining, I just think it's all a bit tone deaf, because the arts have been such an integral part of us all surviving lockdown. Mm-hmm. You know, the arts doesn't stop at music or art or movies or theater. You know, we're even talking about the very chairs you're sitting on right now are a result of art. The very, like, you know, and anything around you is a result of people who just said, look, I love doing this and I want it to be a useful part. And so then when the government puts like sports over the arts, you know, as far as like level of importance, you know, it's a bit discouraging. It's a proper shame, because it, you know, the arts saved my life, and it saved so many lives as well.
Yeah, I think that's a very good point, and probably a good point to end on. So thank you so much. Thank you so much. bit serious, but yeah. Thank you so much for speaking to us, MNEK. Really appreciate it, and good luck with your break during the next lockdown. Hope you enjoy it.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Have a lovely birthday and crack open a bottle of Absolut. Enjoy yourself.
In good fact, morning, thank you guys.
Cheers.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Love that.
He's a nice guy, isn't he? I think he's got his head screwed on, and to have worked with so many amazing people, I think Jesus, what how amazing at 26 to have been worked with Madonna, Beyonce, Selena, Little Mix. I mean, that's just insane.
Imagine just looking through his WhatsApp messages. Beyonce.
Hey, yeah. B.
Yeah, B. Voice noting, love ya. Like, I'm a goal.
Good chat. Nice guy. What have you got coming up this week then, Bob? Or is it just more of the same?
More of the same, Bob. Yeah, I'm not going to lie. Again, all the best intentions to do as much organising as possible. Trying to do a little bit more of a clear out. Time to get a little bit of organisation in the wardrobes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just very much lockdown life. How about you, Bob?
Pretty much the same. I'm thinking me and a friend are going to go for a bike ride at some point this weekend, because that is allowed. Two people out exercising is allowed. So we're thinking about going to the old Walthamstow Marshes for a little bike ride. But that is literally it. Oh, well, I'm going to go into the office, which is allowed. Bits and bobs. But nothing terribly exciting, like for most of us, I guess.
Yeah, all in the same boat, aren't we? But these little things, and you know, even getting out for an hour or two with your friend doing your exercise on the bike, it's something to look forward to.
Definitely. And I think that's exactly, well, that's all we have at the minute for the next few weeks anyway. So
yeah, I'm going to go on a hunt for chicken. Got to look around all the same.
All of Essex.
All of Essex. Chicken's gone. So I'm on a chicken hunt.
Babes, I tell you, if you get your ass down to West Ham, there's supermarkets full of chicken on the shelves just down the road. But until next week, everyone, goodbye.
Bye, guys.